What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hour 2, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Thanks for making us part of your day. Okay, days like this do make me want to cancel anything but walkthroughs, Brian.
Boy, Jake Ferguson too, huh?
Yeah, Jake Ferguson looks like he got up and he was wincing and feeling his back.
I hope it's not a spleen situation.
Then he went down to a knee.
Yeah, we've seen this with I saw this with Jason Witten in a game against the Raiders where he got kneed in the back, and then I hope it's not that bad.
We had Tony Romo and Cam Martin with a broken transverse process, which is some kind of bone along your vertebrae. Apparently, he did not even go to the tent. He skipped the tent and just went straight back to whatever better medical permanent facilities they have
back there. The locker room area back there with the training room and stuff, yeah.
So we'll hope for the best on Jake Ferguson, but if he was going to play this weekend, I would be surprised if he does now. And then Jaden Blue got popped and kind of twisted on the way down, and it looked like one of his cleats was kind of like stuck in the dirt for a split second, which created a little bit of roll in his ankle. But other than him wincing in pain as he left the tent, we don't have any other verifiable information on Twitter. Brian, what you got?
Yeah, I reached out to the people I know. I haven't heard back from anybody yet. Hopefully we'll get an update on that ankle and maybe get an update on Ferguson as well. It sounded like that Sam Williams got a little face mask of Jaden Blue, and it kind of twisted him.
Oh, that's what twisted him?
Twisted him down, yeah. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, those face masks are dangerous. Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to dangerous plays, do you think the Chargers wished Rashawn Slater had been holding out today?
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens nowadays in the National Football League, and they've even tried to limit practice more. You know what I'm saying? It's the Players Association, give them credit that they were able to say, listen, we'll practice 3 days in a row. We won't have 2-a-days. We get the fourth day off. You know, we've tried to make things even better where they don't even do full pads. And when they do go full pads, this is a game where there's collisions. There's guys are planting their feet in the ground and guys get twisted and turned and bad things occasionally happen. I hate to say it's part of the game, but man, when you're best players start to fall by the wayside, you start to be that makes you a little nervous. As a player personnel guy, former one, man, I was always hating that during practice. I can't replace Jake Ferguson. I really can't, right? I mean, I can't replace somebody that I think is as good. I can't go get somebody off the street. I'm gonna have to play with Luke Schoonmaker.
Spanford's already hurt.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to play with somebody else, and it's that part of it's tough.
It's a big game for Schoonie here coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, he had a nice catch. They showed an underneath kind of a drag route. He had a nice catch where he caught it going away. It's a lot of guys are going to have some big games, I think.
I would love to get you guys sold a little bit here on just the idea that football's too dangerous. We shouldn't be doing anything but walkthroughs.
It's just
your season can fold. We'll catch up once the season starts.
If you're a veteran team, no coach, new coach. I'd say no coach, new coach. You got to kind of work on. Oh, these are the plays we're going to run. If you're the Ravens or the Steelers or any one of these teams, even the damn Cleveland Browns that have veteran coaches, that you can kind of get away with some of that. But man, I don't know how you. I don't know how you practice plays without practicing plays.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Milton can't even get these guys lined up properly right now. You know, we'd be watching extremely disgusting, ugly football for a good chunk of
it. I understand what you're saying. Because
we could get lined up, and for like 85% of the time, we're just going to run plays against air.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't have to worry about it, right? We're just going to get this thing precision, and then we're going to dabble in some contact or some thud-up periods. But we're not going to go thud-up for an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, this guy will thud you up.
Then wonder why two starters are hurt. They just played a game.
This guy will thud you up for an hour and 15. I give him credit for that.
You feel better about it if a guy gets hurt in a game. It feels like, hey, I would rather deal
with the risk of not being ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like then... than the risk of injury. And I'll tell you what.
And then you get the call from Mike Lombardi, calls me and goes, you guys practice down there? And he's like watching the tape. He goes, you guys practice? You know, I'm like, yeah, but you know, McCarthy. He goes, oh, I understand. That's why I asked. You know?
Well, I think you could practice till the cows come home and you're not fixing the run defense with these guys. You know, I think you...
Well, he's just saying practice in general because the team as a whole didn't look,
sure. You know. I mean, what's the sloppiest things they do? Maybe they've led the league in penalties.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's it. That's a discipline issue, and I don't. I mean, do you need to be practicing all the time to get that down? Here's where I think it gets interesting is that medical science has gotten so good that you can keep guys in the game, you know, that are injury prone, but they're super talented. Back when football got established as an American pastime and a great sport, and all these traditions that we believe are sacred came into reality, that you got to practice. You know, this is football. By that point, when you got to second year of college, third year of college, all the injury-prone guys are gone. We're dealing with the toughest of the toughest, the most resilient, with the best DNA. You know, these are the guys who aren't going to get hurt. They are the Zach Martins. They are the Kobe Bryants that if they do get hurt, they're going to play through it. I think now you're dealing with a bunch of players who are explosive or strong, but they lack that component. And now if you want to go that way and build teams around those kind of guys, then I think you should work harder to, you know, limit their opportunities or their risk to injury. Does nothing for you?
Yeah, the thing about – I guess because I'm from the era of – we had two-a-day practices and we had full pads and – you know, it was tough. I mean, it wasn't easy. And you never
suffered a catastrophic injury, did you?
No, just broke. I broke every finger.
You wouldn't have gotten through high school. They would have been like, oh, blew out his knee.
But
this
guy's
done.
Yeah, I was
now
never
blowout
good
knee guy. He gets three chances and he's back in the mix to do it a fourth time.
Yeah, I just to me though, it is a different era of football. I just kind of hearken back to how many times we talk about with Mike McCarthy and healthy football team in the playoffs, and then they get their ass kicked, you know, and maybe they're just not good enough.
Right.
But it was always about, you know, and I kind of applauded that maybe that Shoddy was going to take a different approach. I just think it's a different era of football players that maybe even in high school, college and pros. And I understand what you're saying, that we don't practice enough. Maybe you could prevent some things of maybe you know how to practice a little bit better, you know, if you do more. And I'm different that way. But I've seen McCarthy take a healthy team into the playoffs, second overall seed, and get its ass handed to it. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, is that the right way? Is that the wrong way? Should we practice more? Should we be tougher? I flip flop back and forth on this. I really do.
Well, we're live at Jake's in Sachse, and you won't want to be flip flopping tonight. 7 o'clock is when Fan Phenom starts. You want to have some strong takes, some next level analysis, and bring it as Eric Chiafalo is going to be hosting with you.
Yeah,
going deep into the night. Chief is going to, you know, basically co-host segments with you and allow you to audition to be the next fan host. So we're at Jake's and Sachse here. A number of Tolos have already arrived.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the ball on that tee and let these guys Happy Gilmore that bad boy. That's what I'm going to do. That's my plan.
You going to challenge anybody?
If I think it's a completely off base. But for the most part, I'm going to try and make my teammates look good.
Okay.
Just like tee them up like Robert Garcia. Here you go.
Right, just throwing meatballs.
Stong balls left and right.
Here comes the
Bang!
Sweeper.
Major League Baseball's first female umpire is debuting this weekend.
Okay.
Surprising, it's taken them a while. I think, I mean, basketball's
NFL,
had one for a long NFL's time. NFL's had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was actually a member of the 2001 USA women's baseball team. She played women's pro ball after a standout All-American NCAA career at Hofstra. And then she started umping softball games in 16 and was on a quick path. MLB recognized her, put her down in some program down there in Vero Beach, and she'd been working in the minors, and now she has earned this opportunity to
umpire. She's calling the plate? Level.
I'm not sure. Umpire? Would that suggest for sure she's behind the plate, or is that just anybody?
I think it'd be great if they throw her behind the plate. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure she can do it. I mean,
absolutely she could. Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. We lived in.
I just wonder where you would start somebody if you were a first time umpire. Do you immediately get the plate, or are you over at second base where there's not a lot of action?
See, I think second base is the bigger challenge because you're not always engaged. I would start daydreaming.
Oh yeah,
and I'd be like, oh, they appealed to me. Oh, he's out.
No, I don't know. No. The guy that daydreams is the guy down at third. every time they point down there, and he kind of gives it the. He gives you the strike call. And then they showed him, like he's really, like, kind of not even looking. They go back and, like, let's see the replay. And then they show him, and he's, like, looking at the out-of-town scoreboard or something like that.
I want to see one of those guys just give him the MJ shoulder shrug one of these times. You know, just be honest. You don't know what the hell. Yeah.
I mean, I was an outfielder for about the first half of my my Little League career.
Some minor league career.
Yeah, my minor league career, you know, down there in Hickory. But no, when
you
I was
a
kid, and I'll remember this to the day. My mom and dad were like, "What are you doing out there?" I'm like, "I'm bored to tears. Can I play soccer or basketball or something?" So they're like, "Okay, put him in the infield." And then, like, for the rest, I was, like, actually engaged. But still, even at third base, I'm like, "This is a beating. I might not get
a ball here
for an hour."
But when you do, that thing is screaming.
Yes.
You play third base, you got to pay attention.
You do, right? That's what locked me in. Yeah,
got
the fear
to pay
of injury.
Attention there. Yeah, for sure.
Can we just acknowledge the incredible play that Josh Smith made the other night, by the way?
He's made a couple of those sliding catches.
That slide right there to the Yankees dugout, that was just so freaking slick.
He is. I mean, if he was a star, he's got style. You know,
he does. And he's just like so
flair for the dramatic,
just so dang cool too. Like he doesn't make any. He's not like rah-rah hyped up at all. He just does something sick, and then he's just kind of just chewing the biggest piece of gum you've ever seen.
I wish he would wear a batting helmet that would fit.
Yeah, that would.
It's just kind of he swings and he ends up looking out the ear hole.
But now it's kind of his thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids that used to love doing that because they would pop off and fall behind him.
You run.
Yeah, and maybe he just got comfortable with it, like KD and his two big shoes.
I got so mad the other night when Crawford hit the home run, that walk off, and he had no helmet running around the bases. I was so damn mad at him.
That's crusty for you.
I was so mad at him. I'm like, put on your damn helmet.
I felt like he did it on purpose.
I did. He threw the helmet off. You son of a...
That's a uniform violation.
Yeah.
I do wonder if the Rangers are wondering about Dolly today, right? I can't wait to talk with Jared next or, you know, to get some kind of insider report because that had to be very frustrating. You know, the way that his five at-bats ended yesterday. At this point, you really can't do anything. But I'll tell you this. I'm over it. You know, I don't think that you should go into another season with Adolis Garcia as your right fielder. I after 2 years, he's getting it 225 with about 20 home runs. And I hate to say that because he is a legend. He's a hero, and what he does against the Houston Astros is superhuman. But there's 28 other teams here. I think I'm at the end of my Dolly line. I think that's what last night did, and I need an incredible finish here. Let's see 7 weeks plus playoffs of vintage Adolis Garcia tear the cover off the ball.
I tell you what, he has got a flair for the dramatic when it happens, but when it's going bad. He can go bad.
It gets real ugly. And then him not sliding into second base the other day, dude, like Bochy was. Bochy was beside.
Okay. So they are.
Have you ever watched like the graph, the batting when they're like at the plate? Like if you don't watch the guy, I listen to the game, but I watch like Major League Baseball. They have the graph.
Oh, yes. The game cast.
And where the pitch goes. And like,
there's
like six pitches that are all like way off the plate and they're all strikes.
Yeah.
Swinging at, and I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? That ball is not even close to the box. What are you doing? I don't know.
Well, when he came back from that intermission or whatever you want to call it, disciplinary week off, He was amazing, right? And he said at the time, maybe I'm just playing every game like it's already the playoffs. Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to be locked in on every little detail. But, you know, baseball is such a long season, and that's why a lot of these guys don't try to burn it 100% until the very end. Maybe you can get away with that in college, but if you do it in the pros, eventually that's going to cause some burnout, and maybe that's what Dolly's going through once again. I mean, obviously you need him to play great in order to nail down this playoff spot, but I think you got to find another series where maybe the matchups don't favor him that well and pick your spot to put him in that space that he was, what, back in May? And give him a chance to reflect on things from a different perspective. What'd you guys think of this ESPN thing where they're going to launch a service for $30 a month featuring WWE events and some extended NFL rights? I feel like I'm subsidizing their coverage by having to pay for WWE stuff. And nothing against it. At times in my life, I've been a big pro wrestling fan, but right now is not one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I from what I understand, too, if you already have some type of, you know, streaming service that already provides ESPN, then you have no need for it. So you're
okay, so this is a separate deal?
No, well, it's like if you already have ESPN on your YouTube TV or whatever, then I don't know how much extra you're actually getting out of it.
Okay.
You know, like, if you already have ESPN, which most people do, if you care about having ESPN, you already have it in some capacity. So they're trying to go after a group of people that don't already have ESPN and are willing to pay $30 a month just to have ESPN. That feels crazy to me. I don't really understand who the market is unless there is a huge section of only wrestling fans that don't care about other sports at all in a way that has them not already having ESPN, and they're like, oh, crap, if I spend $30 a month, I get all this wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because otherwise, most people already have ESPN on whatever provider they're going with these days. So
yeah.
I have no idea how this is supposed to really draw people in.
I think what they might be – that's a really good point. I think what they could also be looking at is people that have just decided, I'm not going to do cable. It's not worth it to spend the $150 for this entire package. I have Netflix, I have Hulu, or, you know, I have Amazon Prime to watch movies on, but I'm a huge sports fan and I need ESPN, right? I think it's more for that a la carte. I'm picking stuff out that I want to pay for by channel.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's attractive for people that don't have a full cable package to get ESPN like that. I do think as a sports fan you need it, not for their shows, just for all the different games that are on there.
Chief, are you worried about them screwing up Red Zone?
I mean, at some point, yes. I'm sure it's going to be different than what we've become accustomed to. Like, not for this season because it doesn't take over this season. Apparently, Scott Hansen's still going to be the guy.
Sure.
So that's all fine and dandy. But, yeah, when we look up 5 years from now, I got a feeling Red Zone's going to look and feel a little bit different.
Are we going to be paying, like, $100 a month for Red Zone?
I sure hope not.
Or some, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some ridiculous thing where.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, okay, let me ask you this. If we didn't have fantasy football, would Red Zone be as popular?
Yes, I still think it would
be. You still think it would
be? I still think it would be, absolutely. Because for majority of football fans, it's still just the best way. It's less about, oh, my fantasy team. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
But it's also just about, this is the most entertaining way to watch football on a Sunday. Like, it's commercial-free. I'm seeing all the touchdowns. I'm seeing all the noteworthy plays and moments.
You're not seeing any
drives. Every single game.
Yeah, you're just seeing, like, you're seeing the touchdowns and stuff like that. I think Red Zone was created for the fantasy football player.
Well, I think they probably had that in mind a little bit. But
do they show drives?
They do. So, like, when a touchdown, they'll be like, oh, boom, they just scored a touchdown. Or, you know, they cut right to it. You see the touchdown.
I don't watch it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Then they'll kind of go back and show you, okay, here's kind of what led to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Especially
the late games.
Yeah, yeah, the late games. Yeah, when there's only a handful
of
games on at
times. There's only 4 o'clock. Yeah, they'll show both games. I get that, but I just wondered if they're going to mess Red Zone up.
I think fantasy helps a lot. I think sports gambling helps a lot with people
the gambling. There's the aspect of it.
You know, so there's a lot to it. But I think just from an NFL curiosity standpoint, even by itself without any gambling, it's a more compelling view. Unless you're the guy who really likes the – hey, why are they running this play in the fourth down? It's because they've set it up, right?
See, that's where that's kind of where I'm at. Red zone to me, I occasionally, like in the open week, will sit and go meet somebody and watch it.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, okay, this is fascinating, but I don't think I could do this every week.
All right.
Because I don't know about the whole, how it happened.
Yeah, you want the whole picture.
I want the picture.
You want the commercials. Yeah. You want the opportunity to go take that leak that's been building up in your bladder for a while.
Definitely could do Jake's and Saxy every week here in the G-Bag Nation. That's where we are right now. So come stop by, say hi, and get a great burger, maybe something delicious to drink. Chiefs going to be hosting Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to try out to be the next fan host. Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. We'll hit the C-note, give you the latest on a couple of injuries at today's practice coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
G-Bag Nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We are live at Jake's in Saxe, an iconic DFW burger institution.
Since 1985.
Yeah. Yeah, I took my parents here when I first moved to Texas, the Uptown spot there.
Yeah.
That was a glorious one. We got one just down the way from us on the Knox Henderson side.
Grapevine's a really good one, too.
Man, so many great Jake's Burgers around. But we're at the one in Saxe, and coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, you will have your chance to compete against your fellow Tolos to be the next fan host in our Fan Phenom competition. All righty. It's time for the C-Note here, Cowboys News of the Evening. And we got something new. We got a legitimate development here in the Micah Parsons story arc. As Calvin Watkins confirming, practice is over, and for the first time, we did not see Micah Parsons attend the session. We believe he is here at the facility. So, you know, what's this mean? Does that mean he gets the $50,000 fine now? Did he not show up for practice? So,
fined? If he wasn't at practice, we'll see if he had an excuse. But yeah, if he's not physically on the field, I think that's kind of where we're at. But I want to say that maybe he had an excuse. That would be something I need to probably ask about. Is this the first day that we're all of a sudden we've seen that maybe David Mulugeta said, all right, we need to go back to Dallas. Just get yourself, remove yourself out of there, and let's just start taking the fines.
And all indications at this point are that he is still there.
Yes.
He just wasn't out on the field.
Just wasn't on the field, yeah. So
Maybe just an attempted escalation by missing practice, but staying there. Hey, maybe that back's bothering him again, Brian. You know how tricky that back is.
You
apparently.
Never know about the back.
Yeah. But
it's no laughing matter.
Okay. Yes. I love how cheeky Jerry's been around that story. But the biggest thing to me is the reporting from Clarence Hill today that the Cowboys have offered $40 million
Clarence
a year.
Clarence would know.
Yeah, and you know if you're $200 million guaranteed and around $40 million, I think this is just haggling. And I think when Jerry said, "I don't mind that he's out there because it means he's not going to get hurt," there might be some substance in there. And I do think the way that this story has just exploded over really the last 6 days might be Jerry at his absolute best. Jaden blew ankle. Probably not going to play Saturday based on the way I saw him limping up those stairs.
He came back onto the field in street clothes.
Okay.
So, well, actually, you know, team gear stuff, not street clothes. But he came back out on the field. It didn't appear like that he was in any more problems with that. Maybe they're going to evaluate where they're at. Of course, today, we'll see tomorrow. And then, you know, you got a Saturday evening game in Los Angeles that they need to worry about. It'd been nice to see him play, but maybe this will put that in jeopardy a little bit.
Who's that open time for, you think? If Blue can't play, we're going to see more of ..
Probably Maffa.
Maffa, for sure. He's looked pretty good, I would say. Yeah. I mean, when we were out there, he was impressing quite a bit. I don't know if they want to run Lipke out there, really, but Lipke could
absolutely, if you wanted to play in a game, he could be your leading rusher in a preseason game.
I can see that. Maybe not more Turpin, though, right? We've seen enough from Turpin.
Yeah, I would be. I'd
keep
be
this in the bag.
I don't think they're going to do anything with Turpin in the backfield in these preseason games for sure.
What's the most interesting thing about Saturday's game to you? For me, it's how good can Joe Milton be? I mean, he has made some throws now with all this 2 weeks of training camp practice. You can put together a montage that makes Joe Milton look like he's about to break out and take over the NFL. He's made some great throws.
And then you could do a blooper montage as well.
You absolutely could.
You could have Milton's top 10 and Milton's not top 10.
Yeah, he was injured in the scrimmage with the Rams, evidently hurt his hand, hit it a helmet. But today he was throwing. That's Joe. Joe could be a guy that could be a lot of fun to watch in a preseason game because you just don't know. He can launch him. He can run. He's going to be wheels off. I think what you're going to see, just talking to some people, I can't get confirmation of how many people, but there's going to be some veterans that are going to play in this game.
Okay.
There's going to be some veterans that will play. Now, probably not Dak and people like that, but there's some guys, as offensive linemen, some of the backs, some of the receivers. They've got to figure out about some of these receivers, especially the ones behind Pickens and Lamb. It's open. I think you got three receivers right now that are locks. Turpin, Lamb, and Pickens. And I think everybody else is fighting whether they keep five or they keep six. If that's the case, like I say, there are some guys that you can absolutely.
Tolbert, Mingo.
Tolbert, Holden, Flannoy, Mingo, Brooks. Those are the guys kind of battling.
So do you think Mingo's on the bubble right now?
I'm just saying those guys have got to play, whether he's the three or the five, or he's either three or the six. You know, that's what they're trying to determine right now. I shouldn't say three because I think Turpin is the third receiver. I'm not saying he's the third receiver and maybe 11 personnel stuff, but I'm saying if guys, the receivers that are locks for spots, Turpin is one of those. So everybody else is kind of battling to see who's four, five, potentially six.
It looks like Jake Ferguson is battling a back, went down in practice. We had that breaking news for you last hour, waiting for the latest on that as well. You know, I would say Blue's ankle, by the way he walked, looked like maybe a week. And Ferguson, by the way he was grabbing his back, looks like 2 to 4 weeks to me.
You have Mashoda tweeting out that Stephen Jones said that Micah remains with the team even though he wasn't at today's practice. And then he said more evaluation needed on Blue and Ferguson, but they don't think either injury is significant.
Right on. Okay, Terrence still got popped in the eye, but he made his way back, so he's all good. Okay, so we haven't had a C-note since joint practice. I guess listening to Shoddy talk about how vanilla and generic they went, I believe we should expect the Cowboys to get their asses handed to them Saturday and in every preseason game. He says, we're going generic, we're going vanilla. We just want to know, can you get off the snap and can you get open in your routes? Yeah. Right? And whatever the results are, doesn't matter. Are you getting your work in?
Yeah, you very well could get three quarters of Joe Milton and one quarter of, you know, of Will Greer. I mean, that's how they might want to play. Me personally, I'd love to see Dak get an opportunity to play. I'd love to see the guys get opportunities to play, but that's probably not going to happen.
How much of an edge do you think there is to get on Philly by showing nothing between now and then?
Shoddy definitely feels like there's an edge.
He feels like because there, yeah, but the thing about it is this is a week one game, which is kind of plays into his hands, actually, because they can. You know, how far back do you go? Do you go back to, like, Seattle tape? Do you go back? How far do you try and get an idea of what they're doing? You know, and if he plays it vanilla in preseason, there's really not a lot that the Eagles that Vic Fangio can go off of. Yeah. You know, he's going to say, okay, well, this is what I think Schottenheimer is, but he's actually kind of morphed into this. So it could be an advantage for him for sure.
I mean, without Micah playing, we had the stats earlier this week or last week about how bad the Cowboys' defense becomes. You know, so I think you're just evaluating individual guys, and I don't know how many veterans are going to be on the field, but I think if you're running a generic offense with these guys and no Micah Parsons, it's going to be a repeat of the joint practice against the Rams, especially if they're attacking it the same way. But I don't know if there's any reason to be discouraged by that.
Well, you might be in a situation, too, where these coaches talk about, listen, in the practice, the joint practice, we want to look at this. But they get to the preseason game and it turns into, listen, we don't want to blitz. You know, can you just let us evaluate our guys and what can we do for you kind of a thing?
Yeah, well, the best thing that'll happen.
So you might, like, because I was watching some of the clips and there was blitzing going on. And so that's stuff you're not prepared for. I didn't see what was going on the defensive field. Maybe the Cowboys were going after them blitz-wise.
Doesn't come across that way.
But the Rams were clearly bringing slot blitzes, linebacker blitzes. There were a couple of times there where the offensive line just didn't pick up the right guy off a blitz. That's stuff you would game plan for during the week.
How much do you take at face value what Shoddy said? Like, it's fine. You know, he actually reminded the reporters, like, guys, you know, it's just practice and all that. But at the same time, there was a story that he tells he got so pissed he threw the bomb.
He threw the bomb.
So you're mad on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like the baseball skipper getting thrown out of the game, right? And then acting like, oh, nothing matters here. It's just one of 162. Well, you've been thrown out of 10 games this year, Skip. So I can tell you're pissed off at that dugout. Then you come talk to here postgame and say it's fine. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to keep calm waters and not make anybody panic. But in reality, Shoddy panicked and threw a bomb after the coaches said no bombs today. Mm. He said, screw this. Nothing else is working. Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, you're a competitor there on the sidelines, and you know that this is like the first time that you've got, as a head coach, any opportunity to go up against another team. Your team's getting absolutely worked. I guarantee you, his blood was freaking boiling. And then you get to the mic and, you know, you share the hopium and act like, hey, everything's fine.
You get back on brand. You get back on message.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to Shoddy's reaction if things go haywire, which I do predict against the Rams. You know, I think they're going to get housed in all three of these preseason games, and I don't think it matters at all. But Krusty's Corner is coming up next as we broadcast live here. Jake's and Saxy, where are you going with it, Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some guys that need to have a really good start to their preseason. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jake's in Sachse, and we'll be here until 7 o'clock, and then Fan Phenom's going to take over. So we're excited to see all the hopeful Tolos out here try out to be the next fan host. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Reliant, and thank you to Jake's for having us here on the first leg of the Fan Phenom. Excited to see how this thing materializes the next several weeks. Also, Eric, we got our pregame show this Saturday. So we signed
oh,
up.
Oh, crap. Do we really?
Yeah, we signed up for the 18 weeks of football. So
that's right.
So we got some weeknight games. That'll be fun. And then we got the weekend games. But our pregame show starts at 3 o'clock. And then Woolchuck and I will do the postgame show after that. So I'm sure we'll have some interesting conversations if the Cowboys go out there and just kind of just
do what they did the other day.
Do what they do the other day.
Just get S'd on for four quarters.
You know what? I'll say this, though.
Say it.
I'd love to be able to sit down and study the practice tape like I used to when I worked for DallasCowboys.com. That was always one of my kind of my highlights of getting to sit down and watch the tape and kind of figure out, well, why did this work or why didn't this work? I'll say this, though. Our friends over there at DallasCowboys.com with Nicole and Kyle Yeomans, they did a good job with the 2-minute drill. Like, they had 13 minutes of, like, watch. Okay, here we're going to do training camp live, and it's Cowboys offense versus Rams defense. And I was encouraged by that. If everything was bad leading up to that point, the one thing that kind of gave me a little bit of encouragement was, okay, they have to have this drive. They have to get in field goal position. They have to make some plays.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some plays.
Yeah, and you
that,
see
that, the rest of the practice might have been dog-ass, but that 12 minutes you watch, it's like, okay, they have to have this. They have to block. They have to be able to pick up. They have to be able to run routes. The quarterback can't go back there and get sacked. They got to use their timeouts right. That part of it was encouraging to me. But and again, I give DallasCowboys.com and those guys a thank you for putting that part of the practice out, because that gave me a little bit of an idea. It said, okay, maybe things weren't as terrible. And it sounded bad in a lot of ways. But the fact that I got to see a little bit for myself and evaluate some of the offensive linemen and watching BB and Booker and those guys and how they were kind of picking things up, you know, it gave me a little hope, like, okay, this practice wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or how it sounded.
Yeah.
When you watch the clips.
Yeah, that was a nice little silver
lining. Who was doing
there?
The play-by-play with Yeomans on that?
It was Nicole Hutchinson.
Nice.
Yeah, she does, both of them do Cowboys TV, and I think she's sideline reporter for the preseason games. I think I'm right. If it's not her or Nick Eaton, it might be one of them.
Well, she does a great job.
Yeah, but she knows her ball, and she really does a good job. Okay. I'm going to give you some names, some guys that need to have a good start to this these preseason.
Are all these names on the same line, or is this like a power ranking? Like, is the first name you give me the most important, like the guy with the most
important? I would say it was – I'm just going to go off the list of my roster, how I have it, and I'll start with the offense first. Pick any wide receiver not named Lamb, Pickens, or Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes Holden, Flournoy. It also includes how about Mingo and how about Brooks? Those are the guys I think that are in the battle. I know we talked about that a little bit earlier, that you know, where are they on the receiver levels?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got three that are for sures. I'm not saying that Mingo and those guys will get cut, but somebody out of that group I don't think is going to be here.
Right.
I think you got to keep Mingo for the run blocking, really, the physicality that he's going to bring to the mm-hmm. position. You need an overall upgrade in physicality and toughness on your football team, and Mingo can at least, you know, you want to create more of a running situation, or you're third and short, you're going to take Pickens off the field or Lamb off the field. Here comes Mingo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if anybody else gives you a different look. Like, Trayshon Holden is just a really poor man's featured receiver who's slow, right? And maybe he can overcome that to have a role, but I feel like Mingo gives you something, a role that you wouldn't otherwise have.
I'm kind of in agreement with you on that. I've liked what I've seen from Holden. I'll tell you, the guy that's been surprisingly good throughout and been consistent has been Jalen Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because of his toughness and his ability to play a little special teams, is he angling himself to be one of these guys? But pick any Cowboy wide receiver, not named the first three, those guys would be. How about John Stevens at tight end? John Stevens has been a guy that kind of the last 2 years has dealt with knee injuries. You know, he was a guy that said, oh, he was going to make the team. Now he's in that position where he might be battling for a practice squad spot. But he was kind of talked about initially as being a guy that maybe, oh, well, hey, the Schoonmaker, and they'll, you know, get, you know, all these guys and span forward, he'll be in the mix and all that. He needs to show that he can once again do this, because he's not been playing at the level that I saw at practice, that we saw a guy that was going to make the team earlier.
Yeah, pre-injury, he had the athleticism and the confidence, and now it's kind of been taken away from him.
Nate Thomas needs to have a good start at tackle. And I say this in a way because Nate Thomas has not played a lot of football. I mean, last year he was on the IR, and then as being a rookie last year, but he's going to need to get the work. He's going to need to prove to this staff that he can handle this job. He's got to go out there and show that, hey, I can line up, I can block, I can do what I have to do. I'll play with the balance, I'll play with the body control, I can do things. He did some good things in the 2-minute drill, but he had a little bit of a rough day too against Verse in some of those aspects. A lot of guys had rough days overall, but I think Nate Thomas needs to prove to the Cowboys that he can be that guy that they can rely on, so he needs a very, very good start as well. I think Akeem Adeniji, I think he's another guy. Adeniji has to prove to these coaches that, like, okay, is he the veteran guy that we can use as that swing tackle? Is he going to be a reliable backup? I think there's a lot to be said about him. He dealt with the concussion. He needs to have a good start in the preseason. On the defensive side of the ball, Damone Clark. I heard Damone Clark had a really nice day the other day when they started talking about the linebackers. Damone Clark, Maris Leofau, were the two names that were mentioned as the linebackers that actually showed up.
Everybody versus the Rams.
Yeah, versus the Rams in the scrimmage. So need to have him. I think there's a lot of questions now about Israel Mukwamu. I think that, you know, and we all know him as a veteran guy and what he could potentially do. And, oh, he could play slot, he could play safety. I think that we've seen a lot of times where the ball has gone over his head and things have gone poorly for him. I think he needs to show these coaches, and it's a new staff, listen, you got to be able to make plays. And I think that it's very, very important that he shows that in these preseason games. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Andrew Booth, I'm not going to mention because I don't think Andrew Booth is good enough. I just don't. So I'm not going to mention him.
I saw Davante Adams just tearing him up.
Yeah. Now, Zion Childers is another guy who's a cornerback. Could Zion Childers be one of these guys that replaces, if he has a good couple of games here, can he be a guy that takes Israel Kwamu's spot if Israel's going backwards? they need cornerbacks here. Zion Childress has shown that he can make plays.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's – I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity.
I liked him, dude. He was better than McQuamu when we were out there, and he was running with the ones a little bit today in camp. I saw Nick Harris post that. He's making plays out there. I like that, dude.
The two defensive tackles there, Tommy Akinbusati, I think, you know, he's shown up in the scrimmage. He showed up a little bit more than Jay Toa. And so I think that I think both of these defensive tackles, these one techniques, I'm not even going to consider Mozzie Smith in this situation. Maybe Mozzie Smith shows up, but every time I think that he might do that, then he does not anything. I don't think, like I watch him play, I don't know if football is really important to him right now. And so you're going to need to find somebody at this defensive tackle spot. The two rookies, I think, are the guys that both of those need to have good starts to the practices, or excuse me, to the games. Because if they do that, maybe that'll make these the coaches feel a little bit better about the one technique. But it's going to come down to these two rookies. I just don't personally feel like that you could take Mozzie Smith and really rely on him. I think that you know, he was a crossroads player to me, like Damone Clark was a crossroads player. I just feel like that they're kind of he's taking the road of, okay, I'm not going to be here anymore. The other guys are kind of taking the road of like, hey, we want to be a part of this team. So those are the guys I feel like that need to have a good start to their preseason.
Well, best of luck to Mozzie. You know, I think it's incredibly frustrating because you look at what went wrong after San Francisco, Green Bay, mm-hmm. and it's really the draft of Scooney, Mozzie, and Guyton, right? It's a two
well,
twos
made,
and a,
yeah,
two ones and a two.
It made Will McClay come out and say, hey, when you ask what kind of player you want, it's about players that love football. And the last two, we'll see with Guyton and how that circles back.
I think he answered the call.
But Mozzie had a chance to answer the call like Guyton did, and I don't think that's happening.
I mean, I just need to see Guyton prove that he can go out into a football field and do things well. He's saying all the right things. He's sure. working hard. I need to see him in an NFL game or a joint practice or right. something perform well in order to believe that maybe it's just one draft that's really on the hook. But one draft can bury you. Can you imagine how different we'd be looking at this defense's potential if Mozzie Smith could be a run-stuffing, one-technique defensive tackle, and you take him at 26 thinking, this is a sure thing,
yeah.
right? Teams don't take one techs in the first round, but we're going to because we need it, and this is a sure damn thing, and it's unbelievable it hasn't worked out, and it's been such a failure. If he was just average.
Yeah. I know. He's been so bad.
I don't think football is really important to him. It's like I said this a bunch, football is a tough game, and for you to be a part of a team like that, you show toughness. I don't question that. I just don't think he loves to play the game like he needs to. And
I don't blame
him.
That's the point. No way I would have played football. You know, I guess at that position, right? Make me a quarterback. Make me a wide receiver, a corner. You know, somewhere I'm having fun. Can I be an edge? Can I be a QB hunter? Yeah, but those guys in the middle, pretty much, the guards, the center, the defensive tackles, they're just lining up and bludgeoning each other for 3 hours. It's insane. Like, you got to love that level of violence and love football and love being part of a team to, like, sacrifice to go through that.
It's tough.
Or you're chasing money.
Yeah.
And once you get first-round pick money, it's guaranteed for 4 years I'm done.
Yeah.
It's
very, very tough for him to have that kind of attitude.
If he'd been a second rounder, he'd still be chasing the cash. But, I don't think there's any hope. And I guess you only hang on to him now so you don't have to suffer the humiliation of the possibility that he goes somewhere else.
I wouldn't be surprised if they move on.
End of camp cut.
I wouldn't, yeah.
What are we doing next, Chief? College Football Thursday, Darty featuring Arch Manning, Red Zone Saturdays, and a local furry allegation next in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.